It's another opportunity for you to worship God. Come join Heart Song on the 17th of March, 6 p.m. for a night of adoration. Theme is the battle cry of praise. No matter your situation, come join us, praise our God. See you there.
God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Welcome to Revelation. This is the classroom of the air, bringing you truth for today. And the truth we're sharing today is surely going to bless you. We're in the middle of a teaching series called Thrive, Live Life to Its Fullest. Amen. And our text for this series is found in the words of Jesus in John 10:10. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness, more and better life than you ever dreamed of. If you believe it, say amen. Already we've seen that God indeed wants to give all of us a full life, a better life than we could dream of. He's the source of that life. And if we just draw close to Him, we can live the better life. Life can experience the full life. Even in adversity, we can thrive. For that's God's plan for you and me. Now, if you missed any past message, I will encourage you to go to my website today and listen to them online. You can get all the episodes of Revelation, along with the teaching notes and the study guides at www.revrcw.com. I tell you, last week's message will change your life. And I believe today's message will also change your life. If you believe it, say amen. You see, today we continue with part three of our series as we discover the truth that God wants you to thrive in your finance. Friend, His blessings are not just spiritual, they are material as well. And that's good news for you. For the truth is, we serve an unlimited God. Money is not God's problem. He is never short of cash. His riches are not limited. He could bless all of us and give us all millions and yet still have more to shower on others. He's the unlimited God. He lacks nothing. His limitation is not anything. There's no limitation upon God at all. You know, friends, many times we think money is God's problem because money sometimes is our problem. But God has no lack. He's never out of resources and He never worries about money at all. And if we can just get into the God realm and think about money in the way God thinks of it, it will transform our lives. And that's one of the interesting truths about money. When we see from God's view, then we put ourselves in the position of being blessed by God. For example, when we become generous in the way that God is generous, then He blesses us. And rather than losing something when you share it with others, God's kingdom operates on a better principle. The more we share, the more we gain. The more we give, the greater our blessing from the Lord. That's the secret we're going to discover today in our teaching called Thrive Finance. We're going to learn the truth from His Word about God, you, and money. So let's begin by asking a question about our finances so far this year. Let me ask you a question. Are you thriving in your finance? Since the start of this year, are you better off, worse off, or just marking time? Maybe some of you are unsure about your situation. You may feel uncertain as to whether or not you are better off or worse off. Well, if you're unsure about where you stand with money, you're not alone. The fact is, many of us think about money, but we don't follow a plan. We don't actually know if we're off today than last year. We may have been able to buy a few things, but few of us really stop to calculate our status financially. We don't have a way to measure if we're actually doing well or not. The fact is, many of us think about possessions or paying our bills or getting some new gadget, but we don't necessarily take the time to plan with God about our finances. When it comes to money, a lot of people don't have any plan. They just simply hope it works out. Or others tend to be on the spiritual side, so they just say, well, I pray it works out. And there's nothing wrong with praying about your finances. But here's something to think about. God has clear instructions about money in His Word. The Bible is filled with teaching on money. So if prayer alone could solve the problem of money, why would God spend such a big part of the Bible talking about money and how to handle it? See, friends, there are about 2,350 verses in the Bible on money or possessions. There are more verses on money and possessions than there are about heaven and hell combined. 15% of everything Jesus ever said had to do with money or possessions. In fact, one out of every three parables touches on money or possessions. So it's an important part of our Christian life because it's an important part of life. And how we handle money reveals much about the depth of our commitment to Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus often talked about money. He wasn't a fundraiser. He dealt with money matters because money matters. And when Jesus promised us that we would live life to its fullest, He was including our financial life. His promise for us to thrive is not just in faith. It's in finance. It's in every area and every aspect of our life. And He gives us clear directions on how to do that. And that's what we want to look at now. Don't worry, I'm not going to read all 2,350 verses on money in the Bible today. But we are going to look at some main truths about finance and how you can thrive in your finance. So here's our first truth today. Number one, God owns all things. Just after me, God owns all things. And listen to Psalm 24, verse 1. Earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Then again, Deuteronomy 10:14 says, to the Lord your God belong all heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. Now, friends, notice that it's not just the earth that God owns, it's everything in it. In both of these scriptures, God's ownership over all the earth and all that is in the earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the trees in every field. He owns the yam, the cassava, and the cocoa in all parts of Africa. And just in case you're not sure, He specifically talks about the gold and silver too. Listen to Haggai 2:8. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. So God owns it all. To have this foundational truth deep in your heart today, because it affects everything about your money. If you do not acknowledge that God is the owner of all, you'll never learn the secret to thriving in your finance. The problem is that many people don't actually accept the fact that God owns all things. People may say they believe that, but their lifestyle denies it. Some ignore God with their money. Reminds me of the wealthy man who was approached by a pastor to make a contribution to the church. The pastor stated the urgent need and compelling case and called for the wealthy man's support. I understand why you think I can give $5,000, said the rich man. I'm the managing director of my own three businesses. It is true, and I have all the signs of wealth, but there are some things you don't know. Did you know that my mother is very ill and taking expensive treatment in a private hospital? Well, no, I didn't know that, the pastor. And did you know that my brother died with no insurance and left a family of five and they all need my help? Well, no, I didn't, came the reply from the pastor. And did you know my son is a missionary in Togo and has to live off the charitable donations from others to meet the needs of his family? No, I hadn't realized, said the pastor. Well then, said the rich man, if I don't give money to any of them, why do you think I would give anything to you? Some treat God like a financial advisor. They go for help and advice, but that's about all. Some people treat God like a wealthy benefactor, always going with their hands out to beg. Some people treat God like a sugar daddy. I'll be good for you, God, so you can give me what I want. I'll go to church and sing and pray loud, so then you'll provide for me. But all of those concepts are wrong. They lack the one fundamental truth that you must know to change your financial picture so you can thrive. See, friends, you have to lay this foundation. It all belongs to God. What you hold now in your pocket belongs to God. To think of money as something God gives you is wrong. To think of God as the source of what you will get for yourself is wrong, because it all belongs to Him before, during, and after. God doesn't give us money. He entrusts it to us. God doesn't give us possessions. He entrusts them to us. What's the difference between giving and entrusting? Well, if it's entrusted, you can call for it at any time. But if it's given, you don't take it back. And the fact is that God owns everything, so He can call for it at any time. Even your life, He can call for at any time. Your health, your talent, your possessions. Jesus told us a story in Luke chapter 20 about a rich man who didn't understand this truth. He was rich and prosperous. But how did he bond? He said, let me build bigger barns. Let me enjoy more of life. Let me keep increasing my riches and store up treasure for myself. But none of it belonged to him. He didn't have the right to do that. That's why the rich man was so foolish when he built bigger barns. It's not wrong to be rich. It's wrong to not acknowledge that all you have belongs to Jehovah God. So listen to Luke 12, 20. But God said to him, you foolish man, this very night I will take your life away from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? See, God has not really given us anything. He only lends it to us. In the end, everything that you hold right now belongs to Him. All the money in your bank account, all the property you own, all the companies and houses and cars and cloths and jewelry, it all belongs to God. But in fact, it's not just the money God owns. It's not just the earth and the gold and silver. He owns you. He owns your very life. That's why 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. And you belong to Jesus. Your body, your soul, your spirit, everything about you is His. He's given you this life freely and generously. And that's news for us. For God is generous. He shares freely with all of us. He gives us life. He gives us breath. He gives us water and air and sky and sun and moon and earth and soil. He gives us rain from above and the crops from the ground. He gives us dreams and imagination, music and beauty. He gives us the sunset sky and the ocean waves. He gives us the hills and the birds and the lions and the flowers. In fact, every good gift comes from God. For James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from God. It comes down from the Father. Can you possibly count all the blessings of God? He owns everything, but He doesn't hoard it. He shares with all of us, for God is a generous God. Just say that after me right now. God is a generous God. You may be there today, but Pastor, I have so little. Oh, my friend, you've got so much that God has given you. And that's the basis for our ability to thrive in finance. That truth is the foundation we all need to build upon so that we thrive in our finance. So let me give you our first financial breakthrough concept for today. Here it is. Financial breakthrough concept number one. Generosity begins with God. It is the visible expression of His great love for us. Let me say that again. Generosity begins with God. It is the visible expression of His great love for us. Listen to 1 Timothy 6:17. God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Amen. Isn't that amazing? There are actually some churches that teach poverty is godliness. Some people misquote the Bible and say money is the root of all evil. But the Bible doesn't teach that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's okay to have money. God gives us everything generously to enjoy. It's okay to have money as long as money doesn't have you. God gives us these things because He is a generous God. He wants to pour out blessings upon you. You know what is so amazing? God is even generous to wicked and bad people. Even sinners who hate God and men who deny God receive these same blessings He pours out on all of us. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 5, 45. Your Father in heaven gives the sunlight to both the evil and the good, and He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. God dwells in generosity. He's never stingy, never greedy, never long-throat. He never withholds anything from us for our good, but always blesses us. And when you believe in the generosity of God, it will make you generous as well. See, some people are greedy and stingy. They hold tightly to their possessions because that's their view of God. They think that God is reluctant to give out of His abundance. They see Him holding back and not wanting us to enjoy all His gifts. And when that's your view of God, then you also will become just like that. You'll be stingy and greedy and long-throat. But when you meditate on the greatness of His generosity, it will stir you to be generous as well. So soak in His love. Meditate on His generosity. Thank Him and begin to praise Him and worship Him. No matter how much you have in the bank, He is a generous God, and begin to praise Him for His generosity. For as you do that, your heart will be open and you'll become a person that God can bless. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in the city of Jerusalem, there lived two brothers who were both farmers. They tended their crops on opposite sides of a hilltop. One brother was married and had a large family, but the other brother lived alone. They farmed the land and harvested equal amounts of crops and produce. But every night, the two brothers, each in his own home at opposite ends of the field, would lie awake thinking. The brother with the large family would think to himself, "My brother is all alone and has no one to care for him. Surely he needs more of my crop than I do." Meanwhile, the bachelor brother wondered, "My brother has many children to feed. Surely he and his wife need more up than I do." And so each night, long after midnight, the married man would gather bundles of grain, carry them across the field, and quietly place them among his brother's supply. And likewise, the single man, the bachelor, would gather some of his crops late at night and secretly deliver them to his married brother. Years passed, each brother unaware of the other's generosity. But one clear start, the two brothers met as they carried their crops across the field. Realizing what the other had been doing all these years, they dropped their produce, held out their arms, and embraced. Weeping together, they realized the true meaning of brotherly love. And the hill on which they sat was Mount Moriah, and the spot where the two brothers wept was to become the holy temple built by King Solomon. For only such a place of extraordinary giving could serve as the bedrock for the holiest site of the Jewish people. God's temple was built where love and generosity were practiced. God is a generous God. If you believe it, say amen. You know, when you think about all the wonderful things that God gives to us for free, the sunshine, the air, the water, our life itself, the Bible says God generously provides, freely provides all these things for our enjoyment. I believe if you will be convinced of the truth that God is a generous God, it will do something in your life. It will help to build faith when you face financial challenges. And secondly, it will motivate you to be a generous person as well. For when you realize how much God has given to us, you want to follow His example, generous as He is. The secret is, when you become generous like God is generous, you will learn to thrive in your finance. Next week, we'll be continuing this all-important called Thrive in Your Finance. You see, there was just too much truth from God's Word to be able to share it all with you today in one lesson. So I'm coming back next week to continue this important topic, and I pray that you will join me. But I also want to let you know about a special opportunity coming up very, very soon for you to participate with me in an event that will help to bless you in your finance. On Sunday, March the 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m., Agape House New Testament Church is holding a special event called Prophetic Outpouring. We'll be gathering at our church, located at Agape Land, near the ANC Square in East Legon, to pray and believe God for mighty financial breakthroughs for businessmen and businesswomen, for those who are facing financial needs, for workers who are looking for a promotion. I believe as we gather in the Spirit and the presence of the Lord, we're going to see strongholds pulled down, and we're going to see lives elevated as we pray for your finance. We're going to be receiving prophetic words and prophetic ministration that will break the shackles of poverty and help to set you free. If you'd like to join me, it's free of charge. I hope to see you there at Agape House New Testament Church near the ANC Square at Agape Land in Gon. The information is on your screen right now. The phone numbers you can call, the directions to the site, all of these things are there on your screen. So take note and join me Sunday, March the 3rd, from 5 to 8 for a great time in the presence of the Lord. Well, before we close today, I'd like to say a word of prayer for you that the release of your financial blessing will begin as you put the truths from God's Word into practice. Won't you join me in praying right now? Just bow your head and pray with me. Almighty and everlasting Father, I lift up each and every man and woman viewing this program today. Lord, I pray for financial breakthrough in their lives. I know that so many are struggling with lack of finance, a lack of job. But I ask that this moment you will release the power of your Holy Spirit to bring immediate blessings upon them. We bind every work of the devil. We command you, Satan and demon powers, to take your hands off of our financial opportunities. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every job holder, every business, every contract, every item that you are going to use to bring blessings financially upon your people. Father, give us grace to obey your word that we might receive the blessing intended for us when we walk in obedience to your will and your ways. I thank you for this now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Friend, I'm on your side. I'm believing God together with you for a powerful breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Remember, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing that God can't do. He can turn your night into your darkness into light. He can turn your lack into abundance when you're committed to following His will and obeying His word. God blesses us so that we can in turn be a blessing to others. I hope you'll join me next week at this very time, on this day, on this very station, for another exciting episode of Revelation. Part 2, Thrive in Your Finance, coming next week. Until then, may God richly bless you.
It's another opportunity for you to worship God. Come join Heart Song on the 17th of March, 6 p.m. for a night of adoration. Theme is the battle cry of praise. No matter your situation, come join us. Praise our God. See you there.
is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.